Chapter 28. Abbé de Fontaine. The seneschal followed Geoffrey through a warren of vaulted corridors. He hoped that all of the brothers were in the chapel for noontime prayers. They made their way to the palais that housed the upper hall and public rooms and entered the expansive foyer. At the entrance to another passageway, 100 feet across the lofty expanse, stood Raymond de Roquefort, 5 brothers behind him, all armed.
"Leaving?" de Roquefort asked.
The seneschal froze, but Geoffrey raised his weapon and fired twice. The bullets pinged off the wall.
"That way,"
Geoffrey said, motioning left. 2 shots screamed past them. Geoffrey sent another bullet across the foyer.
"All right," de Roquefort called out. "You have my attention. Is bloodshed necessary?"
"That's entirely up to you," the seneschal said.
"I thought your oath was precious. Is it not your duty to obey your master? I commanded you to stay in your quarters."
"Did you? I forgot that part."
"Interesting how one set of rules applies to you, and another governs the rest of us. Even so, can we not be reasonable?"
He wondered about the show of civility.
"What do you propose?"
"I assumed you would attempt an escape. This seemed the best time, so I waited. I know you well. Your ally, though, surprises me. There is courage and loyalty there. I would like you both to join my cause."
"And do what?"
"Help us reclaim our destiny instead of hindering the effort."
Something was wrong. De Roquefort was posturing. Then it hit him. To buy time. He whirled around. An armed man rounded the corner 50 feet away. Geoffrey saw him too. The seneschal fired 1 shot into the lower part of the man's cassock. He heard a shriek as the man dropped to the flagstones. May God forgive him. Rule forbid the harming of another Christian. But there was no choice. He had to escape.
"Come on,"
he said. Geoffrey took the lead and they bolted forward, leaping over the brother who writhed in pain. They headed to the dining hall. The long tables and benches in the hall were empty. In the speaker's niche, carved 3 feet up one wall, a brother stood, rifle in hand. The seneschal dove under a table, and Geoffrey sought refuge beneath another table. A bullet burrowed into the thick oak top. Geoffrey scampered out and ticked off 2 shots, one of which found the attacker. The man teetered, then dropped to the floor.
"You kill him?"
the seneschal asked.
"I hope not. I think I got his shoulder."
"This is getting out of hand."
"Too late now."
They left the dining hall through another passageway. Voices were heard behind them. The shooting of 2 brothers would motivate even the meekest among their pursuers. Any credibility the seneschal once possessed had vanished. No one would follow him any longer. They entered the dormitory wing. A door at the corridor's end was locked.
"Seems our options are limited," the seneschal said.
"Come," Geoffrey said.
They sprinted into the dormitory. A shout came from the hallway.
"There's no other way out of here," he said. "Into the bathrooms. Let's hope they move on."
Geoffrey ran to the far end where 2 doors led into separate facilities.
"In here."
"No, let's split up. You go into one, hide in a stall and stand on a toilet. I'll take the other. If we're quiet, we might get lucky. Besides, it's our only play."